Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows. Music lovers, welcome to the class of Canadian oddities. By that we mean songs that were number one in Canada but didn't do well at all on the U.S. charts. And who would have thought Elvis would have been one of those?
You don't like crazy music, you don't like rocking bands, you just don't want to go to a movie show and sit there holding hands. You are so square, baby, I don't care. You don't like a hot rod racing, driving late at night. You just want to park where it's nice and dark. You just want to hold me tight. You're so square, baby, I don't care. You don't know any dance steps that I knew. No one asks you to love me like you do, 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 do. I don't know why my heart flips, I only know it does. I wonder why I love you, baby. I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. I love you, baby, I guess it's just because you're so square. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. Baby, I don't care. I don't care.
Yes, a doggone square, but baby, I don't care. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ. We're doing something a little bit different and presenting the music chronologically. So we started out with Paul Anka from 1957, Tell Me That You Love Me, and then Elvis from 58 with You're So Square. And now we jump into 59 with the Beaumarks.
On a moonlight party, about a half past one, the cats and the chickens were having their fun.
Oh, and the dogs jumped in, grabbing the cats. Two-toed swimmer with baseball bats, chicken and a dog, right up on the head, knocked him
crazy wishing he was dead. Oh, well, I had a dream, but stop. You know you're supposed to rock. Everybody stop this fight, or I'm gonna call the cops. Oh, hell, everybody stop. You know you're supposed to rock. Everybody stop this fight, or I'm gonna call the cops. Half-ass four, but there was a swing and on the floor. All aboard the doctor, and the doctor said, if you don't stop, well, you'll all be dead. Oh, well, everybody stop. You know you're supposed to rock. Everybody stop this fight, or I'm gonna call the cops. So, hell, everybody stop. You know you're the doctor said, well, if you don't stop, when the morning comes, then I guess you'll all be dead. Take off, man. Half-ass four, but there was a swinging lying on the floor. Call for the doctor, and the doctor said, if you don't stop, well, you'll all be dead. Oh, well, everybody stop. You know you're supposed to rock. Everybody stop this fight, or I'm gonna call the cops. So, everybody stop. You know what the doctor said. If you don't stop when the morning comes, then I guess you'll all be dead. If you don't stop when the morning comes, then I guess you'll all be dead.
That's Moonlight Party by the Beaumarks, a group from Quebec, with one of their 1960 hits. That same year, they had a top 10 hit in the U.S. titled Clap Your Hands, so it isn't that we didn't know who they were. Next up is Joe London. Here's another one that didn't quite make the top 100 in the U.S., but was number one in Canada. It Might Have Been. Those are four little words that you don't always look forward to saying.
The saddest words of tongue or pen are these four words. It might have been. We dreamed big dreams. Instead of tearing our romance to pieces, why don't we try to right what we've done wrong? It's not too late to set things straight. Let's never say it might have been. Instead of tearing our romance to pieces, why don't we try to right what we've done wrong? It's not too late to set things straight. Let's never say it might have been.
It might have been. It might have been.
Joe London and It Might Have Been. As the class of Canadian oddities continues with the second of four in a row from 1960, and this time it's Lonnie Donegan.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint.
dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big gobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them Daisy Roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears got blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. I say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time. Oh! My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in a council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. Now one day whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the heart.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say.
That's you again.
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
Cause there's not much room inside. He found a tiger's head one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flats. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. That was number one in England and number one in Canada, and didn't chart at all in the U.S. Lonnie Donegan did have a couple of top 10 hits with Rock Island Line and Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight. Maybe it was just that the people south of Canada didn't know what a council flat was. Next on KPTZ, we have Buddy Knox of Party Doll fame and this tune titled Storm Clouds that was number one in Canada, but you never heard it down here where we are. That is until now.
Storm clouds soon will gather. The blues are like the weather. They bring tears like the storm cloud brings the rain. Storm winds are blowing, and I've got ways of knowing. Rolling thunder's gonna roll away my pain. Rain, wash away my tears. Rain, wash away my fears out of my heart. Storm clouds soon will gather. The blues are like the weather. They bring tears like the storm cloud brings the rain. Storm winds are blowing, and I've got ways of knowing. Rolling thunder's gonna roll away my pain. Soon we'll gather. The blues are like the weather. They bring tears like the storm cloud brings the rain. Storm winds are blowing, and I've got ways of knowing. Rolling thunder's gonna roll away my pain. Rain, wash away my tears. Rain, wash away my fears out of my heart. Storm winds are blowing, and I've got ways of knowing. Rolling thunder's gonna roll away my pain. Rolling thunder's gonna roll away my pain.
Yeah, you got it. Buddy Knox is filling in for our regular meteorologist here on KPTZ. And there's nothing in sight but storm clouds. And that dreary forecast brings us to our fourth song in a row from 1960. This is a tune that was a huge hit all over Europe for Connie Francis, and it was never issued in the U.S. by her, but the version that made number one in Canada is by Jamie Horton. Either way, it's still great to have a robot man, someone you can really count on.
Alibis. A little robot man to call my own. I never have to worry that he wouldn't phone. He never dance with anyone but me. I just have to wind him with the robot key. I have a steady day.
Yay, 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 yay.
7 nights a week.
Yay, 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 yay.
And he would never find me.
Yay, 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 yay.
Cause it would be impossible for him to speak. Depend up on a robot, love, yeah. I have a steady day.
Yay, 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 yay.
7 nights a week.
Yay, yay, yay,
and he would never find.
Yay, 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 yay.
Cause it would be impossible for him. Depend up on a robot love, yeah. I know you can depend up on a robot love.
Jamie Horton extolling the virtues of having a robot man instead of a real live one. Just make sure you don't lose that robot key. So that's the end of 1960, so we move into 1961 now for a couple of tunes. Both number one in Canada, as you already know. This time it's Bob Lumen, and he has his sights set on being a private eye.
Watching lots of TV heroes, and they make me so jealous I could cry. And the one that really fills my heart with envy is the guy that they call the Private Eye. He rides all over in a sports car, chasing after clues and adventure everywhere. He meets more chickies than a Girl Scout leader, and he makes money like a millionaire. Oh, I wish I was the Private Eye. Cause all the dollies love a private eye. They give the kisses to the private eye. When he goes up to their apartment looking for the evidence, it makes me flip. When I watch it on the Sunset Strip, he makes a lot of money and he gets a lot of honey. That's why I wanna be a private eye. Last night that I was out on a caper, Kooky Burns went along to help me out. We solved us a mystery in about 10 minutes, had the rest of the night to cruise about. We moseyed around, I'm fingerprinting everybody, kissing all of the dollies we could find. I sure did hate to hear the alarm clock a ringing, cause it meant I had to leave it all behind. Oh, I wish I was a private eye. Cause all the dollies love a private eye. They give the kisses to the private eye. He gets in love in this predicament, looking for the evidence. I know it's fun, cause I've been watching Peter Gunn. He makes a lot of money and he gets a lot of honey. That's why I wanna be a private eye.
Brother Bob, I think you've been watching too much TV. And speaking of broadcasting alternatives, you should know you are listening to KPTZ 91.9. This is Jerry Osborne with the class of Canadian oddities. That means songs that were number one in Canada, not so much in the U.S. And this is one of the truly great recordings that should have been a hit everywhere. It's by Fred Darien, and he does a magnificent job on Johnny Willow. Listen to the story.
Johnny Willow was a soldier in the U.S. infantry, and they sent him off to battle in 1943. Now Johnny had a girl back home, her name was Jenny May, and he made a solemn promise that he'd write to her each day. Was early Monday morning and the sun began to shine, and Johnny thought he'd rest a while and dropped his girl a line. He took his pen and he began to write, "My dearest darling May." Then a shot rang out and he turned around and he heard somebody say, "The enemies are coming up the hill, 10,000 if there's one. A meaner bunch you've never seen, come on, we'd better run." But Johnny jumped up to his feet, he held the letter tight. "Come on, you dog-faced soldiers, we're gonna stay and fight." Well, he dropped his pen and he grabbed his gun and he said, "I'll show you how to get him on a run." Then he started in a yelling and a shooting down a hill. "Come on, you men, just fire at will. I'm gonna keep the promise that I made to Jenny May. You can bet I'll finish this letter and I'll finish it today." Well, the bullets were coming from as far as you could see. The hill was alive with a charging enemy. But Johnny kept a shooting and a yelling just the same. The more he kept a shooting, well, the more and more they came. Then he looked down at the letter he still held in his hand, and he said, "We won't move back an inch, we're gonna make a stand." Well, he looked around and his heart did pound when he saw his regiment a holding ground. Old Glory was a flying and a waving in the breeze. Ain't never been an enemy to bring it to an ease, and we ain't gonna let it happen, not now or evermore. Besides, I've got a letter to write and mail it out by four. Well, the cannon was a booming and the mortars were zooming, and it looked like the 4th of July. And the hill was a burning, but the battle it was turning, 'cause I heard Johnny yell his or die. Now the regiment stepped forward, some hung their heads to pray. Then Johnny held his gun up high and the charge was on his way. Well, he ran down the hill just a shooting and a yelling and a mowing down the enemy as fast as I'm a telling, like a river over rapids just a flowing and a going, while the drummer was a drumming and a bugle was a blowing, till the enemy was defeated. And they ran with all their might from the brave young man with a letter in his hand and a carbine in his right. Well, Johnny is a hero, Johnny is a hero, the regiment acclaimed, 'cause he led the way and he saved the day, and he won for him this fame of a soldier without equal in the U.S. infantry. And it's men like Johnny Willow that'll keep our country free.
And those are your two from 1961, Bob Luman and Fred Darien. So we swing into 62, this time with the piano-pumping sound of Jerry Lee Lewis and a chart topper in Canada that did nothing on the U.S. chart. And that's amazing. So here's The Killer with Bonnie B.
Well, Bonnie, Bonnie B, she's like a real queen bee. She stands out among the others you see. She makes me happy, makes me feel so good. I wouldn't marry Bonnie B if I could. But we're too young, we got a long time to wait. But Bonnie, baby, that don't mean hesitate about loving me. So kiss me, Bonnie, Bonnie B, Bonnie B, Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie B. Well, Bonnie, Bonnie B, she's the pride of our school. When she walks down the hall, well, all the kids all do. Hit her long blonde hair and cherry pink lips and turned up nose that makes a cat wanna flip. Flip over, Bonnie, Bonnie B, Bonnie B, Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie B. I told Bonnie B I'd take a ride with me. I told her I'd show her all she could see. She don't know, but it'll be too dark, 'cause that lover's lane is where I plan to part. And I'm gonna ask her if I can kiss her then, and if I can, I'm gonna do it again more tenderly. When I kiss on my Bonnie, Bonnie B, Bonnie B, Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie B. Well, Bonnie, Bonnie B, she's the pride of our school. When she walks down the hall, well, all the kids all do. Had her long blonde hair, cherry pink lips, and turned up nose that makes a cat wanna flip. Flip over, Bonnie, Bonnie B, Bonnie B, Bonnie, Bonnie, Bonnie B.
said it many times before, but there's no one else that sounds like Jerry Lee Lewis. And that's the first of five number one hits in Canada from 1962. And next we have a twin spin by Del Shannon. So let's get that one going right now. It's both sides of the same record, so we're going to start out with Jenny in the Mirror, and then we'll flip it over and play I Won't Be There, But I Will Be.
Every night, how I want to kiss her. Every night, how I really miss her. When I'm all alone in my lonely room, and these creaking boards like a sound of doom, in my pain I look in the looking glass, and I see Jenny in the mirror. Jenny with a laughing eye. Jenny in the mirror. Jenny when she said goodbye. When I think my broken heart's mending, and this misery will be ending, then I hear a voice in the lonely night. Feel a chill cause there's not a soul in sight. Turn around and look in the looking glass, and I see Jenny in the mirror. Jenny with a laughing eye. Jenny in the mirror. Jenny when she said goodbye. How long can I just keep on crying? Just how long?
Get a load of this. We're still in 1962, and we've got a twin spin from Del Shannon, followed by Amanda, followed by a twin spin from Roy Orbison.
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
You play your part so well. You're
Oh, you should be an actress, because you play the part so well. That may be the best of the relatively unknown Roy Orbison songs, but I do my best to let people know about it. Great stuff from 1962, as is the next one by Roy. But unlike Del Shannon, this is not two sides of the same record. These are two completely separate singles that just happen to be back-to-back in our sequence. So we go from the actress to Lana. And a little later in the song, he'll spell it for you over and over and over and over, just to make sure you know how.
Oh, beautiful Lana, I told my mama and my dad what I had was the sweetest.
Okay, I got it, and we say farewell to 1962 and move into 63, where two-thirds of the songs on our playlist are by Cliff Richard, and on this first one, he's going to have a great time on a summer holiday, and it's the right time of the year for that.
We're all going on a summer holiday, no more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you. Going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you.
It It's easy to see why Cliff Richard would be so popular in Canada, what with it being part of the Commonwealth. Now, we've got one more coming up by Cliff in just a couple of minutes, but right in the middle of this Cliff Richard sandwich is Bill Justice and another great Canadian hit that was number one there, not so much here. It is the delightful Tamaray. Bill Justice, and one of the great musicians who recorded at the legendary Sun Studios in Memphis. As far as the Tamaray goes, he is aided by a bevy of island beauties who are unnamed at the moment. And so next on KPTZ, we have the final 1963 entry in our chronological presentation of number one hits in Canada that didn't do so well in the U.S., and that would be this great ballad by Cliff Richard, in which he is hoping for better luck next time.
They say I'll love again someday, a true love will come my way the next time. But after you there'll never be a next time for me. They say that I'll find happiness in someone else's warm caress the next time. I'll soon forget your kiss, and heartaches such as this will just be ancient history. They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into. How can I fall in love the next time, when I'm still so very much in love with you? They say that I'm a fool to weep, that I won't go on losing sleep the next time. That someone else will mend the heart you've broken into. But how can
fall in love the next time. When I'm still so very much in love with you, when I'm still so very much in love with you.
One of the UK's all-time great artists, that's Cliff Richard, and The Next Time. Now we bring in a couple of Canadian oddities from 1964, and on this one you're going to say, how could that not have been a hit in the U.S.? Well, it's simple. It's because it was never released as a single in the U.S., and that's why we have the Beatles and Misery on our show today.
The world is treating me bad, misery. I'm the kind of guy.
This highly specialized playlist, it won't take us long to cover 1964, because there are only two, The Beatles and Misery, and Nino and the Ebb Tides with Automatic Reaction. I don't think you know this one. That outfit is known as Nino and the Ebb Tides, and they had a hit in 1961 in the U.S. titled Jukebox Saturday Night, but they did quite well with Automatic Reaction in Canada in 1964. Now we go to 65, a year when Eddie Rambeau had a top 40 hit in the U.S. titled Concrete and Clay, but his follow-up did not make the top 100 in the U.S., yet was number one in Canada. And you'll hear a similarity in the sound of My Name is Mud that you associate with Concrete and Clay. So, Eddie Rambeau, here we go.
Lover names for me like sweet baby mine. Till she caught me cheating, only did it one time. She turned me down, so I'm a clown all over town. Now all around, my
name is Mutt.
I remember when she ran to catch me and kiss. Now she runs the other way, I'm scratched off her list. She doesn't care, it isn't fair. For one mistake, our love should break up.
My name is Mutt.
I'll always love you, baby. Hey, can't you see I'm sorry? Why do you drive me crazy? Why? Well, I ain't got no excuse except I'm down on my knees, begging your forgiveness, baby, begging you please to take me back where I belong, to make things right. Though I was so wrong,
My name is Mud.
My
name is Mutt.
Hello, Mud. It's nice to meet you. I'm Jerry. Hope you're enjoying the show, especially since I played your song. Now, here's Barry Allen as we move into 1966 with yet another Canadian oddity, and they are just love drops.
In my eyes,
raindrops, they're love drops. Barry Allen from 1966. And now, clock watchers, we head into 1967 for the Staccatos. And they are delighted to provide you with a time check, as long as you don't mind that it's 12:30. It's always 12:30 a.m. according to the Staccatos, and that's our one entry from 1967, so now on to 68. A great, great song was written by a good friend of mine, Buzz Kaysen, and millions of records of it has sold by numerous different artists around the world. But this version by The Love Affair went to number one in the U.K., and obviously it went to number one in Canada, and it never made the top 100 at all in the United States. I just don't get that one, but they do such a great job on Everlasting Love that I'm happy to be playing it for you right now. This one's for you, Buzz.
All astray, keeping her when they
The group is called Love Affair, and the song is Everlasting Love. So it's a real love fest going on here at KPTZ. But that great song wraps up 23 number one hits in Canada that just didn't click in the U.S. for whatever reason. And so I hope that you enjoyed the exposure to some songs that you probably had never heard before. So what's up next week? It looks like we're going to start all over again and go back to 1940, all the way through 50 years of the 20th century. And by the way, all of the songs we play the second time around for each of these years will not be the same as the ones that we played the first time. And I do look forward to your company about a week from now. Now take us out of here, Sister Devon.
It's artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene.
KPTZ rides a radio beam,
24/7 in the city of dreams.
Oh! Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.